The health and life insurance world is big and confusing. Everybody needs insurance, but it's hard to get it unless you got a guy. And that guy is Antonio Briseño. Antonio's an independent, licensed insurance agent. He's contracted with Health Markets Insurance Agency, and the information he's going to give you is general in nature. It is educational. It is not legal advice. And now, here he is on KRDO News Radio. It's the agent, the guy who gets it done, Antonio Briseño.
Welcome, everybody, to The Agent with Antonio Briseño. I'm Ted Robertson. Once again, privileged to co-host with Mr. Antonio Briseño, who is the guy who gets things done. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Ted. How you doing?
It is a day that ends in Y. It's a wonderful morning. How's that?
It is an awesome morning.
Oh, Antonio, you have had such a busy week. We had you on our noon news this past week, and we're going to post a video. That video is going to be on our podcast page and on your Facebook page, on ours. So if you want to go see the video, you can do that at KRDO News Radio at Facebook. And you can also, we'll have that on our podcast site. To get to the podcast site, it's krdo.com. Select the radio button and then click on podcasts, and there you will see Antonio on our new news. Antonio, really quick, what did we talk about? That was because it generated a lot of phone calls for you, just like the program will.
Yeah, so we had a couple calls. So I took a couple, and my staff took some as well. One that really came out to me was an individual called and said he had lost Medicaid, and he had lost Medicaid like in February.
Wow.
Well, so you only have 60 days to get new insurance from the time that you've lost it. So, you know, we're going to see what we can do for him in between now and January 1st, but we're definitely going to get him set up and enrolled on November 1st for coverage that starts January 1st. And so there was a lot of confusion of what he needed to do, who he needed to talk to, how he did get it done. And so he saw the show yesterday and gave us a call.
Yeah, which is what we love. KRDO thinks of you as a subject matter expert in this area. And naturally, here we are with the Agent radio program, which is all about health insurance and people getting it and the guy who can get things done. I just love this about you. You are the agent. It's my favorite thing. So, yeah, look for the video on our Facebook page. You'll find it there. And then we've got a full agenda today. And this kind of flows from last week's program. But before we get there, we're going to bust a myth today. Just tease that one a little bit, Antonio.
So, yeah, one of my favorite things. So a lot of people, if you're watching a lot of different media channels and you're hearing things federally or something that President Trump has done, a big thing that was in the news, and I think this was back in August, was the penalty. The penalty that people received on their taxes if they did not have health insurance. So that penalty is going away in January, but there's a myth to it. So we're going to be talking about that more.
Yeah, we'll do that in the second segment today. And we are going to have a little fun with that because what a massive misconception there is out there. And stay tuned. We'll tell you more about that. All right, Antonio, when we did our inaugural installment of The Agent, we got to talk a little bit about you, which I think is a good thing. You've got a heck of a background, and you're a guy who's been through some pretty tough times with your health and other things, and that really opened up your heart for service to people. You've done some things that led you to become a Health Markets insurance broker, and Health Markets is one of the biggest insurance companies in the United States, and yours is also an enrollment office, so you're kind of a couple things rolled into one as all that relates to Medicare, all the things that we talked about last week, and what you need to do to be properly covered. Now we're going to give you some more detail about that.
Yeah, so what we really try and do in our office is we want to be that resource to educate people, and that's really what my desire has been for many years. We have done some workshops in the community. We've also done some different seminars, and we've also been at different networking events and just trying to educate. And the main reason why is because there's so many things that people aren't aware of. That penalty is one that we're going to talk about. Another one is the enrollment periods. People don't understand those. Those are very confusing. So there's so many things when it comes to the insurance industry, health insurance, and other insurances as well, that are just confusing. You're not aware of. They change. And you don't know where they go to get the information. And there's a lot of times where you might call, the state exchange. Well, that's just a call center. If you need someone to sit down and talk to, that's what we're there for.
Right. And the insurance system, as you'd like to say, is basically chaotic anymore. We talked a good bit about the chaos in the insurance system in our first installment of the program today. Again, we'll get into a little bit more detail. So our focus today is going to be the Medicare open enrollment, which we are in as we speak. Then there's a little overlap between the next open enrollment window that comes up, and it's for two different groups of people. Our primary focus today will be those of you who are 65 and over, or those of you who you know that are in that age bracket. And we will talk a bit about 65, or under 65. So there's some overlap in those two enrollment windows. And all of that ties in, of course, to the penalty we're going to discuss in the next segment. So, Antonio, let's talk about this open enrollment period that we're in. It started a couple weeks ago, so you really are running out of time already. And this doesn't have to be complicated. That's why there is the agent. That's why there's Antonio.
So, Medicare open enrollment is October 15th through December 7th, and that's when you can make any changes to your Medicare. So everyone has A and B, which is, you know, that is the government side Medicare original A and B, that A gives you hospitalization, B covers medications by a provider, and then doctor services. Also, you're able to go ahead and cover the other portions that A and B does not cover. So it covers 80% of all cost. So if that's a big bill and you're looking at $100,000, you got to cover it 20% of that. That's a lot.
That's out of pocket.
That's out of pocket. So we're able to go ahead and find a Medicare Advantage plan, a supplement plan, something that can actually help you cover that 20%. And that's what this enrollment period is for. And then it's also a good time to go ahead and review what you might have. You might have a drug plan that's not working well for you. You might have another plan that's not working well for you. So we'll sit down with you and we'll walk you through those and see if there's something else to help you.
Now, of course, Antonio, you are available to take phone calls. And let's give the number that you want folks to call this morning.
Yeah, that is 719-203-6424.
Okay, 719-203-6424. If you have questions for Antonio, jump on the phone right now, and Antonio will be available to answer those calls for you. If you get a voicemail, just leave a message. He will call you right back. But that's the neat part. Antonio is, there's very little distance between you and him right now. So if you have any questions about anything we're going to talk about, 203-6424 is the number to call.
Yes. So with Medicare, it can be confusing just like any other insurance out there. I mean, all insurance can be confusing if you don't know what you're doing. And so we just want to be that resource so we can truly help you and give you the information. We don't charge any consultation fees at all. Our office really looks at what your needs are to help you and guide you in that direction to get the coverage you need and your family members as well. I mean, so we help with Medicare, which is for people over 65 or disabled individuals. And then we also help with the under 65 as well. Under 65 is your individual insurance. If you don't get insurance through a group, through your employer, if you don't have it through a retirement plan, you don't have TRICARE, there's individual coverage. So that it can be really confusing. The networks are confusing. What doctors take it. There's a lot of facts in there that just really confuse people. And so the number one thing that our office tries to do is provide that customer service, provide that education, so you have a resource. And so people don't get stuck out of these open enrollment periods and not have insurance? You have a question, please give us a call.
And the number again, Antonio?
203-6424.
203-6424 is the number to call if you have questions about any of this stuff. We're, you know, Antonio, we live in a pretty heavily military community, and you bring up TRICARE and you bring up VA, and there are remedies and assistance for that as well as part of these open enrollment windows, as part of Medicare, as part of the part of Medicare that addresses 65 or under 65.
So, well, for over 65, so I do a lot of work with Humana. And for Medicare. And Humana has a new program for veterans and for Medicare recipients that have TRICARE. This plan can go ahead and give you extra benefits. And there's one of the plans that doesn't even have a premium. There's a zero premium. So with this plan, you can get Silver Seekers. A lot of people have heard of Silver Sneakers. That is the basically the gym membership through Medicare, and the YMCA uses it. Several other gyms in town use it. So you can actually get this plan, and in most cases pay a zero premium and have a lot of additional benefits on top of what you already have. So it's a win-win situation. Doesn't cost you anything. Gives you a lot of extra benefits.
And you mentioned filling gaps. And you've also told another story that we'll come back to here in just a second about the guy who was just on his way, 100 different phone numbers, a lot of different phone calls, and just kind of left to his own devices. And that's the problem that you solve when there are questions like this that need to be answered. So referring back very briefly to the story that you told about when you have Medicare, you have a thing where you're going to cover out of pocket $20,000 on a $100,000 bill. That's a big chunk of money that comes out of your pocket. And that's the problem that you solve, Antonio, you and Health Markets.
So yeah, so basically what that is, that's what this whole enrollment period is for. If you only have original Medicare A and B and you don't have anything additional, there's a 20% that you have to come up with. So you need something additional to help cover that 20%.
Yeah, retirement, fixed income, low income, disadvantaged in some way, disabled. This is why you've got to get to know Antonio and the and Destiny, his partner over at Health Markets. These two are insurance geniuses. And again, my favorite thing about you, Antonio, you are the agent. You get things done. Antonio, we're going to go to a quick break. And when we come back, we'll pick up on the subject and we'll start to work our way towards busting that myth that we teased a little bit earlier. Sound good?
Sounds great.
It's time for a quick break. You're listening to Antonio Briseño, the agent, the guy who gets things done, here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM. Listen live online at KRDO.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Bill Engvall, and I'm here with Mike Stahl from Health Markets, a national organization helping folks find the right Medicare coverage. Mike, the news reports keep saying that the rates might actually be going down.
The cost of many Medicare plans are decreasing this year. So you have to ask yourself, are you getting the best rate? Health Markets offers a free service with access to thousands of Medicare plans, plans that can eliminate your out-of-pocket costs, plans with $0 premium, and even plans that pay you back.
All right, Mike, with the enrollment deadline for Medicare coming soon, what should people keep in mind?
With so many new options, it can be confusing. You can get objective help to find a plan that may cost less and cover more. With lower copays, more choices like dental, vision, and prescription drug coverage, and the freedom to see the doctors you choose. Don't miss out on savings you deserve. Our Health Markets Medicare assistance is free.
Thanks, Mike. Hey, folks, your Medicare is just too important to put off. So call Health Markets today and find out how much you could be saving.
Welcome back to The Agent with Antonio Briseño. I'm Ted Robertson, co-hosting for Mr. Antonio this morning. Antonio, always an interesting discussion about the world of insurance. You know, there's nothing boring about any of this. I'm going to call that out right now because I'm sure people think insurance is boring, but believe me, it's not. We are in a time crunch. We're in a limited window for open enrollment. That especially in this particular open enrollment window affects people 65 or older. So somebody in your family knows somebody who's 65 or older. You might be 65 or older, but you need this information because this affects your life. It affects your retirement. It affects a lot of aspects of your life. So, Antonio, the date range, the first enrollment period, because we're going to talk about another enrollment period that kind of overlaps and can also affect your world pretty heavily. But let's talk about this one. What's the date?
So for Medicare, it is October 15th through December 7th.
October 15th through December 7th. And believe me, December 7th is going to get here so fast. And when we talked in the previous segment, we talked a lot about that there is that time crunch. There's a lot of complexity to this. And there are huge benefits to you for reaching out to Antonio and asking him for his help. It's why we call him the agent. He walks you through this. And once he becomes your agent as an insurance agent, you will always have Antonio as your insurance agent. You don't have to do this yourself. So, Antonio, how do you want people to get a hold of you today?
So the best way to get a hold of us is to call the office at 719-203-6424.
719-203-6424. And you will get Antonio. And he will call you back if you have to leave a voicemail. Don't worry. He'll get right back to you. This is important stuff. This is the time to get into Antonio's office. It's the time to get an appointment made and get it set. Antonio's starting to get busy, so you don't want to miss out on an opportunity to get all of the help that you need with this complex, chaotic stuff that you don't have to deal with on your own. Now you know you don't have to deal with it on your own. Call Antonio, right? 203-6424 is the number. Now, Antonio, there's some overlap with another window. And that window goes from November 1st to December 15th. That also touches Medicare, but it's under 65. Is that right?
Yeah. So November 1st through December 15th is the federal open enrollment for under 65 for individual coverage. So okay. If you have individual coverage, meaning you don't have it through your employer, you don't have Medicaid, you don't have Medicare, you don't have it through TRICARE or VA, you have individual coverage. That is the time period that you can either review your coverage, or if your plan went away, or if you just moved into the state and you don't have coverage, you need to enroll. And you need to enroll before December 15th to get that January 1st effective date. If you enroll after December 15th, you'll get a February 1st effective date. Now, the state of Colorado, I have to give them some props here, because the state of Colorado extended our enrollment period until January 15th. But if you want a January 1st effective date, it has to be done before December 15th.
Before December 15th to get that January 1st effective date. And we find ourselves every year in and year out, at this critical juncture in our insurance lives. It is a total pain. And if you try to do it on your own, you're probably going to have a brain that resembles a pretzel when you get done with the first 150 phone calls. So why not just make one call? And that is to the agent, Antonio, the guy I love to say who gets things done. 203-6424 is the number to call. Antonio will answer the phone. If you have to leave a message, he'll get right back to you. So let's get into a little bit deeper detail about under 65. Exactly what aspects? First of all, we know that it's individual coverage. It's still Medicare. But I'm sorry, correction. Thank you, Antonio. It is not Medicare. It's simply individual coverage. So is this something that works through Humana?
So no, Humana does not offer individual coverage in the state of Colorado. I don't believe they are offering any individual coverage in the United States any longer. They have left that market. They do offer... we do a lot of work with them for Medicare, Humana, and we've also worked with Humana for group coverage as well for small businesses.
Okay, so you're kind of that arm that handles that business for Humana.
Yeah, so we help with that. So when we're talking about under 65 individual coverage, the carriers in El Paso County are going to be Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield, Kaiser Permanente, and then we have Bright Health.
Okay.
And we have Friday Health Plans.
Ah, okay. So there's a couple of names that we all know, and a couple of names most of us probably don't. So spend some time talking about those two groups.
Sure. So Friday Health Plans is actually more well-known than you know. So Friday Health Plans actually came in to help Colorado, one of the oldest Colorado companies. It was Colorado Choice. They've been around for 40 years.
Wow.
So Colorado Choice actually was the insurance company that provided all the health insurance for School District 11.
Okay.
And also covered the insurance, took care of the insurance for all the big R-Stars and so their other businesses as well. Well, they were struggling and Friday Health Plans came in and helped them out.
Mm-hmm.
And so they renamed it Friday Health Plans.
And what exactly does it do? What does it provide coverage-wise?
So it's individual coverage. So they have coverage for, you know, anyone from, you know, under 30. There's catastrophic plans. And then there's, you know, with the federal laws, you have the metal tiers. So it's bronze, silver, gold.
Okay.
So every company is going to have that structure. And so they're just another company. We have some good representatives over there that we mm-hmm. work with. And so that's a company to look at as well.
I think one thing missing from the discussion this morning is probably answering the question of, am I qualified? Am I qualified for these particular plans, being under 65, being in this very narrow yeah. window? I've got to know that pretty quick so I don't waste my time or anybody else's.
So, yeah, well, everyone is, so here, I think the question you're asking is, what are you qualified for?
Uh-huh.
Because anyone that is under 65 and is in need of individual coverage, meaning they don't get it from their employer, they don't have TRICARE, they don't have Medicare, they don't have Medicaid, they're going to need individual coverage. And if they get it within the open enrollment window, then they will get a qualified plan under the federal guidelines. Now, on top of that, what they're able to also get, depending on your income, mm-hmm. depending on your family size, but depending on your zip code, you could be eligible for subsidies, which is money from the government to reduce the cost of your insurance. And so what we do at Health Markets and in my office, we are an enrollment center. That's an enrollment center with Connect for Health Colorado, the state exchange. So what we're going to do is we're going to walk you through the application for Connect for Health. And we're going to help you figure out if you are eligible for subsidies and how much. One other piece we really want to talk about that is actually missed a lot. If you are self-employed, you're able to go by your adjusted gross income. That's basically your net income after all your expenses.
Okay.
That is something that we actually have a lot of experience helping people figure out. And if we can't figure that out, we have accountants that we're going to refer to, and they're going to give us the exact answer. So working with us, what we're able to do, whether you are self-employed or you are employed, we're going to look at your numbers and we're going to figure out exactly how much subsidies you can get from the government to reduce the cost of your insurance so it doesn't have to be as much of a burden. And we're going to tell you exactly what that number is. And like I said, if we can't, we can get the help from a licensed professional accountant that actually can verify those numbers as well. And the biggest thing is one of the misconceptions that's almost as big as the myth of the penalty, is that most business owners don't think they can afford health insurance. A lot of times they yeah. think that their income's too high, but they're comparing it to the wrong income.
Uh-huh.
And so we really can go ahead and look at that. And there's a lot of tax advantages to self-employed individuals as well that a lot of people aren't aware of. So we really can help. This is a really good time for self-employed individuals as well, because we can save them a lot of money and educate them on other benefits that they are eligible for that they're probably not aware of.
Okay, so if you're single, if you're married, if you have a family, if you're a business owner, if you don't have individual coverage or group coverage from your employer, but you do have your own individual coverage of some kind, November 1 through December 15 is the time that you get in to see Antonio, because if you need it, he can offer you some assistance with your accounting to find out exactly how well qualified you are, Mr. and Mrs. Business Owner. Yeah. And for families who may be underemployed, disadvantaged in some way, shape, or form, or maybe not. But again, you're looking at certain means, you're testing against those. And if you need to bring Colorado Exchange in, you can with subsidies to help defray the cost of the insurance that you are, despite what you may be hearing in other places, still required to carry.
Yes. So we're going to talk about the myth.
It's time to talk about the myth,
Antonio.
Talk about
the myth. Okay, great. So I love this. So one of the biggest things that kind of has annoyed me for a while is that, you know, a lot of the media out there has actually talked about this penalty and the penalty going away, and it's been a hot spot politically as well. And so the penalty is going away. January 1st, 2019, you will no longer be penalized for not having health insurance.
But don't dance in the streets yet.
No.
And here's why.
Please no. So, yes, what that means is it only means you're no longer taxed or penalized on your taxes for not having health insurance. This does not mean that your obligation, the federal law to have health insurance has not gone away. It's still intact. It's still there. To my knowledge, no, I'm not an attorney. I'm not a politician. But to my knowledge, the only way that goes away is if the Affordable Care Act is repealed or is changed, and that law is changed that you no longer have to have health insurance.
All right.
Today and next year, it's still you have to have health insurance. So the big thing there is you got to think about this. Is the biggest challenge we have is people don't understand that. It's a misconception, and people are not getting health insurance. And then what happens? What problem could that cause? The biggest problem with this is you have a major illness.
Yeah.
You get cancer. You have a terrible accident. And let's say, you know, not a car accident. Everybody brings in, oh, well, I have MedPay, or I have. So the biggest problem we're going to have there is you will not be able to file bankruptcy. Because if you're breaking one law, another law is not going to save you.
Oh, that's big. Antonio, I'm thinking we ought to give some time to this deadline business again next week when we come back. So we'll talk a little bit more about the penalty. We'll talk about deadlines next week. There are deadlines coming up, and they're coming fast. So we're going to spend time talking about that. 11:30, Saturday mornings, right here on KRDO News Radio. Thank you so much for listening. That's it for this edition of The Agent with Antonio Briseño. He's the guy. He's your guy who gets things done. Join Antonio Saturday mornings at 11:30 on KRDO News Radio. Listen live at KRDO.com and on demand anytime at KRDO.com. Select the radio tab, click on podcast, and you can hear more of Antonio whenever you want to. In the meantime, the most important number you can remember today to call is 719-203-6424. That's 719-203-6424. If Antonio cannot answer your question personally or can't get to the phone, just leave him a message and you'll be in really good shape.
You've been listening to Antonio Briseño, The Agent. If you don't got a guy who gets it done, you got one now. The Agent has everything you need to know and the place you need to go to get health and life insurance. Saturday mornings, 11:30, only on KRDO News Radio.